This bar from New South Wales. What has been affected once again, unfortunately, due to this COVID shutdown, is access to Victorian TAB agencies. Adam Hamilton from the TAB joins us. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Michael. Yeah, it's a frustrating one today, but it's sort of symptomatic of many other businesses at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the situation re TAB outlets, we know a number of other shops are remaining open, but the decision and the directive from the government was that TAB outlets should be closed once again during this lockdown period in those areas?
Yeah, that's right. In the Melbourne metro area and the Mitchell Shire region, which accounts for about 60% of our outlets across Victoria, they didn't reopen after closing yesterday, and they will remain closed until we get further advice from the Victorian government that agencies can safely resume trading in those impacted areas. Obviously, pub and club tabs in those zones will also be closed because the licensed venues are prevented from trading other than takeaway food and alcohol and the like. So, yeah, it's a significant impact. We understand that it's extremely frustrating for all of our customers as well, Michael, who had been getting back in droves, it's got to be said. And that frustration's on both sides of the fence. All of our hard-working people behind the counters, so to speak, they've been up and about because the response has been terrific. But unfortunately, we're back into shutdown mode until further notice in those impacted areas.
Do you think there's any chance that they would reopen before the lockdown ends, or is it fait accompli that they won't open for this entire six-week period?
Oh, I think it's a little difficult. It's such a fluid situation. It's a bit difficult to try and crystal ball that. What I would say is that, you know, we've got a tremendous relationship with the government. Our government affairs team are continually in contact with them. And we'll just regularly have updates from them. And, you know, if it's considered at the right time that it's within safe guidelines to do so, we'll certainly look at it. But at this stage, it's got to be safety first, Michael.
And for those punters out there who might have some tickets that they've placed at the last couple of days and winning tickets, how do they collect that? You can scan them if you open up an account on your app?
Yeah, you certainly can. The click and collect on your app, which means you can scan them and the money will be deposited straight away into your TAB account. Otherwise just contact customer service and they can talk you through some of the steps there if it's absolutely urgent. But let's hope at a real maximum, Michael, that it is the 6 weeks of this lockdown when TABs and that are closed again. So, don't forget, we have got, you know, a wide range of other ways you can bet as well through the TAB app and phone betting and the like. And, we've really, really worked strongly on it, on increasing and boosting our digital offering through this, and the response has been fantastic to it.
And the TABs in the areas that aren't locked down remain open?
Yeah, they certainly do. So, as I said, there's still about 40% of outlets across Victoria. That's 279 TAB outlets through Victoria remain open in those areas not in lockdown, and of course all other states and territories which have got up and going again remain open as well.
Adam, appreciate your time just to clarify the situation regarding TAB outlets this morning.
Yeah, we'll stay in touch if there's any change along the way. As I said, it is a fluid situation, but if anything changes, we'll be sure to let you and the listeners know.
Good on you, Adam. Adam Hamilton from the TAB there. A disappointing situation, but not surprising the fact that the TAB's unfortunately in the lockdown areas, with all of us, have had to shut as well. It is time for the 9 o'clock news. On the other side, it's a busy hour. We're going to have a chat to Mick Bell, Paul Prushka, Dan McCarthy, Johnny McArdle, the Trial Files, and Mick Geeran.